Every year, the students who are graduating with a 4.0 GPA select one classmate from among them to deliver the commencement address. This year's speaker is a parishioner of St. Teresa Parish and the daughter of Ryan and Sarah Stewart. Please welcome Nora Stewart.
Hello all, my name is Nora Stewart, and I am extremely honored to stand before you all today to represent the class of 2024. I want to thank Bishop Conley, our administrators, teachers, and staff for supporting us through it all. I also want to thank all the family and friends present here today. Lastly, I want to thank all of my fellow graduates for being such an amazing class and for creating so many unforgettable memories. To quote Hannah Montana, "I'm so thankful for the moments, so glad I got to know you." 4 whole years ago, we walked through into the doors of Pius X High School for the first time. There were so many emotions running through us all, nervousness, excitement, or fear of the unknown, and not to mention the fact that we were all wearing masks. We had first impressions of so many with just seeing their eyes and having no idea what facial expression they were really making. You know, you couldn't even tell if that teacher was smiling or glaring at you. But from personal experience, I probably got a few more glares because some might say I'm a bit of a talker in class. I don't really know. But seriously, what a crazy world we live in. Look around you at the leaders we have become. With the help of our campus ministers, we have been able to actually make a huge difference in our school. To start off, after the third restore this year, we had to move it into the gym because we needed more space. Wanting to grow in your relationship with God really just became normalized. Even a few senior leaders took on the task of leading encounter groups to help freshmen grow in their faith. And even more seniors took the task of leading discipleship groups that met weekly. These efforts truly did not go unnoticed. My discipleship leader told us once that it is called discipleship because we're not supposed to keep what we talk about in these groups to ourselves, but rather spread it to everyone that we encounter. We are called to be disciples and bring others closer to Christ. And I believe that we did an amazing job at that this year. Standing up here, I feel so unfit to act like I have my whole life together to give you all advice. I am in the same shoes as you all. Something I bring to you today is something I need to work on as well. How many of you have said the phrase, "I can't wait"? I think we can all agree that we have said something of the sort many times in our lives. For example, "I can't wait for summer," "I can't wait to graduate," or "I can't wait to hear that psychology teacher tell silly dad jokes in class." Just kidding, I don't think anyone's actually ever said that. But the question I ask you all today is, why can't you wait? What is so important that you're willing to lose out on this moment right now? I feel like a lot of times we get distracted and we aren't truly living in the moment. We use the phrase, "I can't wait," in our daily lives so often. Remember when we said we couldn't wait to be in high school? And look where we are now. We're graduating today. We use the phrase, oh my gosh, for the family and friends, loved ones here today. You couldn't wait for us to hear us say, like, our first words or watch us take our first steps. Or maybe even receive your child's first report card, but maybe not all of us. But looking back, we all have so many amazing memories, some that we cannot wait for and some that we cannot wait to be over. For example, all of those times after all-school mess when Mr. Cottle would say, "Hold your applause till the end." Long story short, nobody did. Or all those Friday nights at the football games under the lights. Or the game of senior assassin that just never seemed to end. Or the trips to Worlds of Fun or the zoo for our science classes. And for me personally, my AP environmental science class, we got to go to a farm. But maybe for the ones that we want to forget, that geometry class that we all took our freshman or sophomore year, or having to wait in that long lunch line on those days we were so hungry because we never cut the line or anything, right? But now those are all just simply memories. These present moments will soon turn into memories. So just live in the moment now. Enjoy the little things of life, and do not forget to appreciate every little second. Enjoy your morning coffee runs, singing along to music in the car, and especially all the time you spend with your family and friends. Let's live in the now. As we go off on our separate paths, some will go far, some will stay close. We will all be on our own journeys. During the next year, each of us will start on our own path. We will encounter many new experiences and people. But one thing I ask of all of you is to stay true to yourself. You will encounter many who push you in the wrong direction, but there will also be people that are amazing and that will stick by you through your whole life. I went on a tech retreat this year, and a lady gave a talk about truly finding herself through being authentically true to her. She quoted the book, The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. And after my tech, I went home and I read it, and it was truly inspiring. I felt that God was calling me to share this with all of you today. As I was reading, I was struck by this line, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we are supposed to be and embracing who we are. I think this is so powerful because even I myself have fallen into the idea of being a people pleaser. The book speaks about how being authentically true to yourself is not always the safe option. Going against the grain usually means there is criticism to follow. But that is okay. God created each of us uniquely and differently. He made us in the image and likeness of himself, and he calls us to be ourselves and trust in him through everything. In Philippians 4:6-9, Paul advises us, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. This teaches us that we must not have anxiety as we move forward, but rather surrender it to God. Trust that he works in good timing, but seriously, just be yourself because each and every one of you is amazing. To close, in the words of Hannah Montana, I always knew this day would come with our future in our hands, so many dreams, so many plans. I always knew after all these years, there'd be laughter and there'd be tears. But I never thought I'd walk away with so much joy and so much pain. And it is so hard to say goodbye. Thank you, class of 2024.
You'll be in my heart. Well, welcome, everyone. And on behalf of Mr. Korda and Father Stoley and Monsignor Perkinton, the staff and faculty of Pius X High School, all of our parents and family members, my brother priests, and most of all, the class of 2024, it's a great joy to celebrate this day with all of you. As one of my brother priests, or my brother bishops, likes to say, this is shun season. Confirmation, graduation, ordination, and then we're having a convocation at the end of the month with all the priests in the diocese. So it's really a time to celebrate accomplishments and celebrate the great gift that our faith gives us in Catholic education and in the sacraments. But most importantly, today is Pentecost Sunday, which is a wonderful day to have this graduation because, as Nora said, we're all called to discipleship. And that's what happened on this day 2,000 years ago. The apostles were sent out from the upper room to go out to be disciples of the Lord and to carry on the great mission of Jesus in the world, to be authentic, as Nora said, to be authentic disciples of the Lord. And as I travel around to our high schools and to our grade schools, last Saturday I was at St. Gregory the Great Seminary celebrating graduation there. This afternoon, Father Stoley's heading down to Lourdes in Nebraska City. I'll be going out to Aquinas High School in David City. And as we celebrate these wonderful events, it gives me great hope, really. And I'm not just saying that. A future with hope. Because you've received in your Catholic education a great gift. You've received a new way of looking at the world. You know, I use this analogy a lot. I had to get new glasses recently. I have to do that about every year. I'm in the fourth quarter, and it kind of gets stronger every year. My eyes get worse. But when I take these glasses off and I look out, you're just a big blur in front of me. You know, I can't even recognize who you are except for these guys dressed in black over here. I can tell who they are. But all of you are just a blur. But when I put these glasses on, everybody kind of sharpens and comes into focus. I can see you. I can see your smiling faces. I can see who you are, recognize even some people I know. And this analogy, and I've been wearing glasses since the eighth grade, this is a great analogy for the faith, that we need to see the whole world through the lenses of our faith, through the eyes of our faith, no matter what it is. And we should never take these lenses off. I'm afraid sometimes, you know, we put these on Sunday morning for an hour when we go to Mass, and then we take them off and we go through the rest of the week sort of blurry and not sure what's going on in the chaos in which we live. But we can't afford to do that. I could go out and drive a car without these glasses, but look out. It'd be dangerous to me and to you. But when I have the glasses on, I can see clearly. And that's really what our Catholic faith is all about, and that's what Catholic education is all about. It sort of puts everything together into a clear focus. And Catholic education is much more than information transfer. It's about transformation. It's about transformation of the whole person. And we live in a very specialized world. We live in a very disconnected, disintegrated, and a very sort of specialized world where we don't see sort of the integration of one subject to another. And the Catholic approach to education is to see the whole person through a sound Christian anthropology, to see what our end is, you know, what is the joy we're looking for, the truth and goodness and beauty, as Monsignor Perkinen said in his opening prayer, that God wants to give to us and share with us. And seeing through the eyes of faith, we're able to do that. On Friday, I published my fourth pastoral letter, A Future with Hope, and it was on mental health and wellness. And in that letter, I share my own journey, which I've shared very transparently with all of you when I took a leave of absence for mental health reasons back in 2020. And I wrote the letter because so many people are struggling with mental health issues, and this is Mental Health Awareness Month, May. And it's not surprising that many of these people are young people and young adults. No wonder we have such a crisis, and I understand that. You receive so much information at such a rapid rate, streamed to you through all different kinds of mediums. How are you to make sense of all this? How are you to put it in order, to see it clearly and coherently? It's no wonder that young people are being overwhelmed with anxiety. I love that the passage Nora quoted from St. Paul, "Be not anxious," because Christ allows us to put things together in a proper order and to see the whole. Monsignor Shea, who spoke at this recent SEEK in January, Fellowship of Catholic University Students, said that young people live in a world today that permits everything and forgives nothing. Permits everything and forgives nothing. In other words, the expectations placed upon our young people are often unrealistic, and you're not allowed to make a mistake. And that's a tremendous pressure placed upon you. And that's not true at all. That's a lie. That's a lie. And seeing through the eyes of our faith, we can navigate those waters in a way that can help us to move forward in a future with hope. But I have great hope. Something is happening. We have 16 applications to the seminary, the most that we've ever had in my time as bishop. And many of them are graduates from our Catholic high schools, even this high school. 42 college students came into the Catholic Church at the Newman Center this past Easter Vigil. And yesterday, I celebrated the solemnity of profession of a Carmelite nun, a 25-year-old girl who gave her life totally to prayer in the Carmelite vocation here in Valparaiso. It's something is happening, and that's not even to mention the great marriages and families that you come from and raising children in the world today. To see that there's something more to life, the permanent things. That's what a Catholic education does, and that's what seeing through the eyes of faith gives us. I told a group of young people just the other day that I wish I was younger. Like I said, I'm in the fourth quarter. Maybe I've got some overtime. I don't know. But not because I want to live longer, but because I want to see the impact that you are going to make when you reach positions of leadership in 20, 25 years from now. Because, for example, Nora mentioned that the Restore program, the last session a couple of weeks ago, 390 students came and spent 2 hours adoring the Lord in praise and worship. And it's all voluntary. It was so big that they had to move to the gym because the chapel couldn't hold anybody. So something is stirring in the hearts of our young people, and I think it's a desire for something more, something that the world cannot give. The world holds out, you know, what's going to make you happy, and you're seeing, no, that's not going to do it for me. There's got to be something more, and you're searching for something more. So I won't be around probably, but you know, you're going to be facing a world that's not going to be friendlier to Christians, and it's not going to be a world that's going to be less secular than the world today. It's going to be more secular. I don't see it going in a different direction. But just like the early church, and just like the apostles that were sent out on Pentecost, you're going to bring a joy and a vision of life that's going to be attractive, because you're going to be seen through the eyes of your faith. And because of your Catholic education, you're going to be able to make sense of all of this information that's coming at you at an overwhelming speed, because you can see it, and you can integrate it, and you can fit it together. So I do have great hope. And while I said things are not going to get better, you leave today on mission. You leave today fully equipped, fully prepared to face a future with hope. So don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. You're made for these times, and we need you. We need you to lead us forward into the future, because it is a future with hope. And so God bless the class of 2024.
Good afternoon. I'm honored today to introduce the senior class of 2024 and all their accomplishments through the course of their high school years at Pius. And so I ask row one to please stand to come forward to receive their diplomas. Ellie Marie Ackerman.